Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of heart bringing us back. It's Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters. Bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is an attorney, a small business attorney. He works hard for his small business clients. Cliff, thanks again for hanging out with us. He and I are going to talk about something completely different, though, for the next few minutes. Cliff, everybody knows who Phil Mickelson is, right?
He's
one of the great golfers of all time. He's won like 40 tournaments, three majors, should have won two or three more. One of the nice guys I consider, I have an acquaintance with Arnold Palmer, mm-hmm. and the way I see Phil behave around fans reminds me of Arnold. You've been watching Arnold all your life. I have too. Arnold is in reality what he appears to be. Mm-hmm. And I think Phil's the same way. If you know much about him, you know that he does a lot of charitable work. He gives a lot of money away, especially the Southern California area. But recently, he complained in a media setting about all the taxes he was paying. He was basically fed up with the fact that between the U.S. and California, he's paying 62% of his money for taxes. And he complained about that and said he might have to do something about that. Well, people came out of the woodwork. It's really upsetting me that people are saying, you've got so much money, you shouldn't complain. You should be happy. Other people would love to have what you've got. What do you think about all that, Cliff?
Okay, look, I'm going to get real. I don't really know much about Phil Mickelson, and frankly, you know, any guy who swings a golf club around who makes more than me is, you know, I don't know, maybe I got some issues with that too, but hey, that's just our society, man. Yeah. But listen, I'm going to speak very personally here. I'm going to share something real personal with you. When I was in college, and I went to a real good college, you know, I think I only had one blind date my entire 4 years.
Yeah.
When I was at Dartmouth undergrad. Now, partly that was because it was an all-male school, but partly it was because I was probably ugly as sin too. But we won't go into that. But the main reason was I was in the library constantly. Yeah. I pushed myself to get to the top of my class at Dartmouth on Saturday night. Well, everybody else was in their dorm room smoking marijuana, right, and chasing people and doing all that kind of stuff. I was in the library busting my butt because I wanted something better, right, in life than what I grew up with. I grew up in a blue collar part of Yonkers, right, New York. Mm-hmm. You know, my parents had to work three jobs to make ends meet. I didn't want to work like that. I wanted to get somewhere in life, so I busted my ass. When I came out, I worked a job where I worked 95 hours a week for peanuts to get a name to do something. Then I went to law school and I worked 90 hours a week studying. Law students work like dogs. Mm-hmm. I think I only had one date during law school as well. Then I came out and I worked for a big Wall Street law firm. I was making some decent, right, money, but it all came out to about $5 an hour because I was pulling all-nighters at the office, mm-hmm, at least two times a week, sometimes, right, more. I lived my job. My job was an extension of myself. That is what it took to get me where I am today and what I have. Do you think writing a book is easy? Yeah. I have 15 books in print. How long do you think it takes to write those? You think
that's
I just,
right,
do like 20,
so, but,
20
but
minutes a
day?
But
people see you, if you complained about how much taxes you paid, people see you and they're going to say, Cliff, you're making all this money. Why, you know, you shouldn't complain. That's the wrong attitude, isn't it?
That is absolutely the wrong attitude. And I couldn't agree with you, and I couldn't agree with Phil Mickelson more. He made the mistake of speaking candidly.
And that's what he
no rich
said.
Person should ever
that's
do
what
in this
he
society.
Just said. I'll never make that mistake again. Isn't it a,
yep,
shame? Isn't it a crying shame that in America, he has to retract what he said.
I think that's one of the
worst crimes.
It's a tyranny.
We are heading toward.
Look, I always
Political
tell people.
Correctness is going to
I'm
country.
Fortunate. See, I'm very different than other people because I read history. People,
yeah,
don't read history anymore,
yeah,
especially young people. I'll tell you something, Phil. I'll tell you something, Jim. Tyranny can come from the right, but it can
that's
also
right.
come from the left.
That's right.
And I think I'm a little worried.
Repression of free speech, repression of opinions, political correctness,
right,
is going to take this country down.
That's exactly right.
Political correctness is the enemy.
Full disclosure now, even with all that hard work, I'm no millionaire. I'm not a 1% person. Full disclosure.
But you're highly successful. Other people look at you. They see your lifestyle.
I got there because I worked my ass off because
that's
I did
right.
some things that other things were not. People were not willing
and,
to get there.
And the idea that he is fortunate. That's what ticks me off, Phil. Cliff.
Yeah.
The idea that he's fortunate.
Yeah.
And somebody else needs to get something from
him. I'll leave you with a quote. Pablo Picasso was once approached by a woman at a party who said, "Aren't you lucky that God has given you the chance to realize your great gift? Aren't you fortunate to be the great Picasso?" And his answer was, "I have been in my studio every day, 15 hours a day, creating a work of art every day for the last 40 years. That and is the reason I am Picasso."
That's exactly right. Phil Mickelson, say whatever you want to say, and I'll defend it as long as I have breath. Cliff Inico, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.